Diver's Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Diver's Sink on Facebook and Twitter or by visiting our website at www.diverssink.com. Welcome to Diver's Sink, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name's Rich Sinewick, and you're listening to season 10. Well, the COVID casualty season 10, episodes 38 through 52 are the final episodes of the season 10 2020 episode. Maybe I'm still around, guys. And I know that it is going to be the final post-COVID episode. It'll be the final episode of 2020. It's going to close out season 10, and I'm going to bring you up to speed. A lot of you guys have been calling me, asking me, hey, what's going on with the podcast? What you been doing? Are you okay? Did you get sick and all that? No, I've been really healthy. I've been, knock on wood, things have been okay. Business has been suffering horribly, and not anybody's been out diving as much as in the past, but we're doing all right. And it's not a great time to be a business owner, not a great time to be a traveler for sure, but my world could be worse. And Michigan's been in lockdown for damn near a year, and we're still not able to do the things that we every week I've had to cancel stuff, and there's not anything that I can do about it. And I've done my best to stay positive. I've done my best to focus on the customers that are coming in, and I do appreciate those of you that have reached out to me. It is a trying time. It's very, very struggling. I don't want to talk about negativity, but I'm going to give you a little bit of catch up on what happens or what has happened since September when I last was on here and the last time I did a podcast. And it's a whole mess of problems, a whole mess of things that are time consuming, and something had to give. So a little bit of time at home, a little bit of kids at home. In fact, everybody's working from home, lots of noise, a new dog, all that stuff just added up to be a struggle. And I tried the truck thing, and those fell apart. I tried a bunch of stuff where the technology fell apart, computer problems, problems with the sound system, problems with the technology, and it just one of those things that just wasn't going to work. So I do apologize if you were looking forward to the next thing. Most of my podcasts that I went back and listened to that I did in the car were either technically really bad and couldn't be cleaned up, and I didn't want that to be a problem, or they had two different kinds of tones. There was either and it was stuff that I was getting really heavy feedback from, and I mean both good and bad, negative and positive. I mean, I don't want to point fingers or name names or be out there and say, hey, look, everybody had a different take on this pandemic. Some people were listening to me talk about how we've been diving all the time, and they were going, oh, you're just going, na, 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 you can dive and we can't. And I'm like, nope, that's not what I'm doing. You can come dive with us. And it became that my detractors were out there starting things, and it was just not something that I wanted to give them ammunition to do. But not to put a fine point on it, there were people that were really scared of this. And there were people that were pointing fingers saying, you're being really irresponsible with how you're doing stuff. And we weren't. Throughout this entire COVID nightmare that was my travel schedule, the people who wanted to dive and were willing to take the initiative to stay away from people for 2 weeks prior to coming on a trip with us really had a good time. And we did things that were just amazing. But at the same time, I was bleeding cash because I really can't live my life. And it was a nice experiment, but I can't have the ability to people to just cancel at the last minute and say, I'm not coming due to COVID. I'd give them their money back. Most of them took it as a store credit, but it was because I didn't know. I can't afford to do another year like that. So it's kind of a everything that I did was about diving and getting out diving, and it was all on the safe side. But something I had to give, and it was just time, most of it. There were too much bad news too. I didn't want to sit there and talk about how my governor was going to close down. I mean, I have lost quite a few professional contacts during this. COVID casualties is my coined term, but there have been a number of people. I mean, I've taken advantage of it. I don't want to sound like I'm being a vulture, but I mean, I did spend some money on equipment and made other commitments to equipment that they couldn't do anything with. So I have a store stocked full of things. And every week since September, I was figuring it's got to be the end. This has got to be it. They can't do anything else. I mean, it's got to be. They've got a vaccine now. Every week has been that way. And it's just, no, we're going to kick the tire down the road a little bit more. You're just going to have to deal with it. And I'm not going to use the coined terms and all that, but I'm done. We're going to do what we have to do to stay a survivor. But, I mean, there's things that we're doing and things that my customers that have been coming into the store, because we have been sort of open. We were on really limited hours. But when our hours up until this month, our hours, we were packed. But the original concept, the original coming back from one crisis to the next, the idea that I had to put up with that the whole time, something had to give, and it was this podcast. And I do apologize if it was something that you looked forward to. It's something I looked forward to as a way to contact you guys, way to talk about the stuff that we're doing, the way the classes are. But the time part really threw me off. The Zoom meetings to keep people active were happening every week. And I'm not talking, I mean, it was kind of a neat thing for the most part, because I would come home, make dinner for the family, and then I would go back to work. But I was pulling 12 to 13 hour days with classes, and I'm the one teaching everything. So there's a couple of things that just kind of fell apart. When there was a couple of, like, the charters started going south in September. Our trips started going south. There really wasn't good diving to go on. The quarry was great, but people weren't coming. I was teaching all the time. I did a lot more open circuit than I wanted to last year. I was trying to make sure that I could do my classes that I wanted to take fell through. And the classes that I did, I was the only one instructing, because people had their weird way of doing it. Not that my staff wasn't great. There were people that were doing things onesies and twosies. But for the most part, it was really rough in the fact that I didn't want to have a negative tone, and I didn't want to have short podcasts. I was just exhausted at the end of the day and just didn't feel that I could sit and try to fake it throughout one of these things. So what I did was, I was teaching a lot, and I actually had a fall IDC, and it was mostly on Zoom, and we had 3 full days, and I was staying at the quarry a lot. I spent the last 3 or 4 months most of the time out of my house, and so losing the sound equipment was a big thing, and having a phone that was not necessarily recording everything. I mean, when you start recording something and you get it all done, you get passionate about it, and then find out it didn't record, that just kicks the wind right out of you. But I want to congratulate, because they both listen to this podcast. Hannah and Ted did a phenomenal job on their instructor development course, and they did a phenomenal job at their PADI instructor examination. They really did rock, and they really did excel. And I don't want to take that away, because I know Ted was hoping that I would call him out in the podcast, and I didn't do a podcast after he got the ID or IDC done. So I'm sorry about that, Ted. I hope you're doing really well. I've been following you on Facebook. It's great. So the biggest kicker, the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, was my trip to the UP. The UP Colors trip was a good time. It was a good group of people. It didn't quite go the way that I had planned it, because we ended up having the hotel that we were going to stay at ended up, we had some people that added on and we couldn't get into that, and they had COVID issues. They went to half staff, or I think they got sick or something like that. And I had to make some changes. The whole summer was about making changes at the last minute. But I'm not going to call out people, and I won't confirm or deny, but there was a near miss on that trip. And it was a class that I was teaching where I didn't, my student came to me thinking he was better than he was. And he was really good in the spring, but it didn't spend the summer, had not spent the summer practicing the stuff that he needed to practice. And so when we got to the really deeper stuff, it was a dismal failure. And it was really scary because for the most part, it took me a lot out of me in the fact that it was a near miss. We didn't get hurt. They didn't have an accident. It was a real big problem, but it was able to be solved underwater. And it was able to be solved in a manner that kept us, we were able to get a dive in the next day. It's just that the problems kept adding on to other things, and so the discipline wasn't there, and it was just a bad note all around. And it's a really good friend of mine who's taken the class, and a guy I really like, and had a really good customer of the store. But it was one of those things where I needed to take a step back, and that was part of, I didn't have anything more that I could give. I couldn't talk positive about something that went dreadfully wrong. So that was kind of the end of it. And it was, the fall was a blur. I mean, I can honestly say I'm really good at Zoom. In fact, I am going to decide to continue the podcast, but it's going to be in a completely different form. Zoom might have a say in it. At least a recorded podcast. I've always wanted to do a video podcast so that I could show you stuff that I was doing, that we could talk about stuff that I was doing, and have kind of a online forum. And it's been, technology has taken that and basically helped out for that. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But there were some things that were really good times in the past 3 months. And this summer, there were really good times. And the people that went diving with me, my customers, there's probably about 50 of them total of the whole summer. But boy, did they dive their asses off. And it was great. And everybody was very conscious about not being the guy that had to make a call to everybody that they were on the boat with and say, hey, look, I got COVID. And knock on wood, that was the best part, is if people did have it, or people did find out they were doing something, and oh man, my sister-in-law got it, I'm not coming by for 2 weeks until I'm sure I'm not going to get you guys all sick. It was great. But it was one of those things that it was a great summer, but it was all unbelievably time consuming. So one of the things we did do, though, was we were able to have, it was sometimes in September, I can't remember exactly the dates, because everything again was a blur in this dumpster fire of a year. The dates, our governor came out and opened up restaurants again, and opened up groups up to 10, and opened up groups up to 15 in certain areas, and we were able to get a real diving social in. And that was where I went, okay, everything's going to come back to normal. I'll make this thing work. It'll be just great. And it lasted a week. And we still, then it was a six-person deal. And then it was a social distancing deal. And that one of our social distancing deals at White Star, somebody came up and said, hey, have you ever done Bonterra? And I said, no, but we can set that up. They're open. Missouri's open. It's not like Michigan. It's a little bit, we got to wear masks and stuff, but it's open. The whole thing was a real nice thing, because people wanted to travel, and we were checking off. We had a t-shirt the whole time. I dove it during COVID, and we were adding things now to it, which was a good sign that it was going to come back to normal. Then we were locked down again, and we ended up taking a dozen people to Bonterra Mine. And I'm going to tell you, those people are great. I hadn't been there in a long time. It's seriously expensive. We're going to go back in 2021 as a rebreather only trip on one of them, and an open circuit trip on another one. But we are going to do Bonterra. It was well done. It was incredibly well done. They were very responsive to people wearing masks, very responsive to people diving, very responsive to the whole COVID thing. Thank God we didn't have to cancel anything, but we had one cancellation, but they were great about that too, which was a little bit of surprising to me. But that was a really big highlight. The people were great. The guides were great. It was very busy down there, and it was really, that was something new, but it was nice to see people diving. And we had a great time doing that. And then, Another thing that happened positive in the last 3 months was virtual Patty Dima. So Patty did these virtual programs, and if you're a Patty Pro, you can go onto the Pro site and actually see them again. They have them all recorded, but they did a really good job of doing a lot of training over the course of the summer, and I got a lot of stuff out of it. Again, that was time consuming. So this did just add to the time consuming nature of nothing I could do to get caught up. I still am not caught up. I still have to do all my 2020 or 2020 stuff, and I don't have time to do it because I'm diving tomorrow. I'm diving Sunday. We're teaching almost every day, but it's onesies and twosies. It's not the big money making classes that it used to be. So, but back to December. December, the perpetual football was snatched away again. I thought we were going to be able to open up, and then just before Thanksgiving, I mean, we had nobody in the store for the holiday. We had a Black Friday event, a Small Business Saturday event, and we didn't really, I mean, one person for Small Business Saturday. We were open only a half day. We ended up going home because it was just one of those, no one was coming in. No one called to tell us they were coming in. It was just not happening. So that was, but our governor pulled the football away, and it was just like Charlie Brown in Great Pumpkin or whatever it was, Charlie Brown, where Lucy pulls the football and makes Charlie Brown fall on his back. That has been the whole summer. We have no way of planning for the future, and no one is planning for the future except for the customers that I've had in the store going diving. Right now, as people are looking to next year, I'm almost sold out of everything. Munising is sold out. All the tech charters are sold out. Isle Royal is sold out. 2 weeks of Isle Royal are sold out. Utila still has some time left, and that is still going to go because the guidelines, but people are afraid of making commitments. And then those people who have decided, I'm screwed, I'm going to do it. I've had people call me up. I had three people call me up and say, hey, am I blacklisted? And I'm like, okay, tell me what you did to be blacklisted. I don't know. Am I blacklisted? I said, no, but I'd really like to know what you think you did. That would deserve that. And it was a kind of the one guy I talked to like that, it was kind of a humorous thing, but he basically, his thing was he wanted to sign up for charters, and his dive center that he normally goes to, they always have to cancel charters for people not signing up. And we sold out 3 months ago for all the tech charters. As soon as I announced them in the store, I put them up on the wall, and I was going to put them in the newsletter. I was working on the newsletter when a guy walks in and says, oh, wait, I know that this guy wants to go. Let me make a call. And it was sold out with it. I mean, we had a Morehead City trip that I posted at 4:30 on a Monday, and by 4:30 in the morning on Tuesday, I had sold out 20 spots. And, oh, I'm sorry, 18 spots. With the last four, I had to tell them, if COVID restrictions fall in, you guys are not coming and you'll get a full refund. So they were bummed, but man, was it something that, there were people that were calling me up and going, hey, am I blacklisted? No, it's sold out. And it's we're busy doing that kind of stuff, not doing this. But we've been adapted. Everything, I have to adapt. If you're not changing every week something, you're going to just suffer. And a lot of my contemporaries did. They're just closed. They're still closed. There's people that aren't going to close their store forever, but they're closed. You can't go into their store and get something. It's all special order. You can't go into the store and pick something up off the wall. It's all special order. That's normally in the winter, but I've got a store full of stuff right now. Something else that happened on a high note, on a completely different high note, is Divers Incorporated and our staff got recognized by the Patty CEO, Drew Richardson. And it started out in an email. I started out by sending him an email telling him what we're doing and kind of basically saying, hey, look, you want to you need to get more positive, get people out doing more things locally, because local diving is where it's at. We've been diving every single weekend, and we've had people out there diving every single weekend, and other dive shops out there diving every single weekend. You need to dive. And he's like, well, he sends me back. He says, I actually have been diving. Well, what it did was it motivated him to look to see what we've been doing. And then he talked about the adaptability of the people. And I got mentioned in a worldwide newsletter as an example of adaptability. And then he did a virtual straight talk. It was basically a video. And this is what happened in December. He did a video where he gave examples, and I completely forgot about it. I was working on a new outline for a trip when my Facebook pops up, and one of my instructors says, "Are you watching this?" And it was we were used as a shining example. You can watch it on the Patty Pro site if you have it, but we were used as a shining example of adaptability during troubling times and making things work, and that we're here, we're diving, we're doing things. We still, by the way, have charters available for the recreational levels. It's just the tech levels that have completely sold out because our recreational levels have all been smaller boat or bigger boats. So we have probably 8 Sanilac trips that still have spots. I think we're sold out of Remunising, but our Ice Diver Remunising, unless it's sold out today, which I think it did, we have those spots. We've got ice diving trips. We've got weekend trips. We've got quarry trips. And we've been doing it. We've got classes going all the time. But the adaptability was recognized worldwide by Drew Richardson. I think that was spectacular. And I'm so proud of my team. I'm so proud of everybody. I've got the best freaking staff right now. And don't tell them because I don't want it to go their head. But everybody's really been picked up and doing this. And we've been really good about making sure that we're adapting to COVID and making sure we're keeping people safe. And another thing, hey, but that's something that I'm really proud of. But something else that happened that was really cool that I wish I would have talked about, and I almost started a podcast just for it, but I ran out of time. I didn't bring the technology with me to my vacation. So we got in September a bus donated to us for White Star. A school bus for White Star was donated in September. Putting everything together and getting it all cleaned and getting it all done through the park was done right about the beginning of December. And at the beginning of December, we had kind of thought about when we're going to do it, and everything got approved the week before Christmas. And on that Saturday before Christmas, I was planning on driving to Florida because our Bonaire trip got canceled due to COVID. We couldn't go. And what we had done is we have a timeshare, so we hedged our bets and got the insurance and points and all that kind of stuff, and we bought a timeshare on points, 2 weeks in a timeshare, because what I told my wife was, I said, we're going to be home anyway. If we have to stay home for Bonaire, we would sit home and do homework and schoolwork, and I would get my taxes done, and I would work on website stuff and all that like we always do. But at the same time, maybe we can go get some diving in that. But why don't we do that in our other home? And so we went down to Florida and basically stayed sequestered in the home. We didn't go to parks. We played putt-putt. We went to Blue Grotto and dove with Virgil, the turtle, and took my family and one of my really good friends. We all went and hung out. And so it was a good time. It was 2 weeks of really relaxing. But the family vacation in Florida was cool. But here's the deal: is I got the okay and everything got dialed in the day before the Saturday we were supposed to leave. So I was hoping it would be done Friday. We could leave that night. We could drive down, get it all done. But it was the Saturday before we were supposed to leave. And Saturday was going to be a Northern Florida dive day. We just skipped the Northern Florida dive day and drove straight to the timeshare in Orlando. And so the whole thing was a really big project. The Rich's Towing out of Indiana. Go to the White Star Quarry Facebook, and you can see everybody that was there to help, and everybody was there. It was a lot of shout-outs. A lot of good people are there. But they brought this gigantic wrecker and lift bags and lots of recovery tools and all that kind of stuff. And it was an all-day experience to be able to float this thing. But out by the Enchanted Forest, there is now a school bus sunk at White Star Quarry. So if you have to have a reason to go see it, this is the reason. That's where I'm diving tomorrow. The dive tomorrow is a private deal for key customers and season pass holders and their friends to come diving on a winter dive. We don't have ice yet, so we're pretty much open water. I'm going to be planning for ice tomorrow, but we're pretty much open water and not quite into it. So it's funny. My phone just pinged. This is the kind of things that I'm telling you. My phone just pinged with my wife asking me questions because they're not here right now. This is how I'm squeezing in this podcast. But I literally left the evening after we sunk that bus. I literally left to drive to Florida. And we spent 2 weeks in Florida. And during Florida, I also planned a huge 2021. We had done some of the anniversary trips, and then I actually put my whole schedule together. Some of my new instructors are going to be working a lot harder for me this year. But I'm going to move forward as if there's no COVID going to be here. And I'm going to know that that's not going to happen. But we're going to continue to do I'm planning as if it's going to be the same as 2020. So I'll have things that are backed up. I'll have things that are not 100%. But it will also have things that will have punts and the ways to do stuff for that. So we are now 2 weeks into the new year, and I don't know what's going to happen with this show. And I know that this has been a really good ride for me. I know that the podcast has been something people have looked forward to, so I want to continue it. But I don't know what's next for this show. 10 years ago, there were less than 5 scuba podcasts. Now there's hundreds. And you have 500 plus episodes to listen to while I'm figuring out. But my goal was always to reboot the show in 2021 after season 10 and reboot it when COVID was over. But COVID's going to be decades. So I'm going to try to look for something. It might be Patreon based. It might be travel based. It might be video based. But there's a lot of new platforms out there, and we're going to have a new platform. We're going to look to see how I can make this better with the new tools that are on. So I'm going to close this out, and I want to thank you guys for 10 years of podcasting, 10 years of being able to chat with you like we were around a campfire drinking. Hopefully we can be around a campfire drinking again soon. The Divers Sync netcasts and podcasts for scuba divers will morph into something cool. And like I said, in the meantime, there's over 500 episodes, and they're still online. I'm not going to take anything down. This is going to be the last episode of 2020, the last episode of season 10. It's going to get posted later today. And I'm going to give myself a month off and at least a month off in January to kind of think about what's going on and see where I can go from here to make this something. It may be a weekly podcast, it may be a monthly podcast, but it's going to be something that's going to be a little bit more quality and what I'm hoping that you expect from me. In the meantime, also follow me on Facebook, and I'm on a new one called Yauped, YAUPED.com. I'm on there. There's hardly anybody on there, so it can be our own little private chat like XS Scuba was years and years ago. There's also I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter. Anything on Twitter is an accidental post. I'm trying to keep those off. Done with Twitter. I don't need it anymore. Divers Incorporated is how you find us on Facebook. Also, White Star Quarry is how you find us on Facebook. And I have a Rich Sinowick fan page finding on Facebook. I'm not really going to be looking at friends pages. If you are on my friends page, that's going to go private. Because it's just becoming too much to manage this many pages. And we have a couple of ancillary pages that we were doing. The Divers Sync page is obviously going to stay up. I'm going to keep posting the articles and the things that I like. But again, thank you very much for 10 years of awesomeness. Thank you for being a fan. If you've gotten this far in this podcast, thanks for being there. But and if you guys are around, reach out. You know how to get a hold of me. I just renewed my lease with Divers Incorporated, another 5 years. Renewed my lease with White Star Quarry, another 3 years. So those things are going to be around. I will be here. I'll be teaching a lot. I'm relying more on staff now. And I'll have time to do things if you want to learn something. So let's go diving together. Reach out and let's go diving together. You can message me on Facebook, and you might see some Facebook Lives. That might be a way to go about doing something new. So in the meantime, you guys stay healthy, stay safe. Make sure that you're going diving. If you haven't been diving yet, there are a couple of you guys out there. Let's talk about how we can make that happen. I'm in a real generous mood for this summer, and I always have spots available in classes. And if you mention it here, we can figure something out for you. 2020 was a big deal. I'm hoping this podcast wasn't a 2020 casualty. And so in the interest of everything, God bless you guys all. Go out there and have some fun. Make sure that you're diving. Promote safety. promote safety in diving, promote what you're doing, and as always, we'll see ya.
Divers Think is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Rich Sinowick Productions. You can listen live in the chat room or download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversthink.com. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to tune in every week to Divers Think and by helping them download past episodes. If you are making a purchase recommended on Divers Think, you'd be doing us a huge favor by letting your supplier know that you are there because of the information you heard on our podcast. The opinions that you hear on Divers Think are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertisers. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from them via our website at diversthink.com.